That was amazing. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. So you come from a musical family.
I do. I do. So my sister Anne, we've already talked about, she's very, very prolific with her writing. I wish I was. But anyway, also our eldest sister, Margaret, she is a great singer, and she sang with the Elgar Choir, and she toured Europe with it when she was very young.
Really?
So she has a great voice. And our sister Mary and I were in a band. I think we were called Troubadour. It was so long ago, and we were together for 5 minutes. But in that 5 minutes, we did open for John Lee Hooker when he came to Vancouver. So there was that. My brother used to play trumpet. And I've been encouraging him to pick it up again, but he said it's kind of loud. It's a loud instrument, and he doesn't know that he'll maybe do a flute or something. But he's and he also sings great. So we, as a family, we always used to sing together. We would just harmonize and sing all kinds of songs and have a lot of fun. And then my brother's daughter originally was in a lot of musicals around town, and that was Claire Mortefy, and she became Clear Mortefy and is now Forrest Mortefy, and he's a great singer and writer, and he has a lot of videos out as well. So yeah, it just kind of runs through the family. We're all we all love to sing, and everybody should sing. I'm just saying, everybody should sing, whether you think you can or not, because singing is an energy that moves through your body in a way that not much else can accomplish what singing can do. It's a healing, wonderful, joyous, important thing, and I want. Can you tell? I just want everyone to sing. I think everybody should sing.
All right, we're gonna hear some Forrest Mortefy. Here's "Man Like That" on CJSF.
I slept with your shirt under my pillow all week. How I love to smell your skin. Down deep into my spirit all week. Dyed my hair sweet baby pink. Now, I never meant to blow you off, love, but I know now who I am. And I want a deeply conscious man. Give me secrets, I keep them written in your contact on my phone. Your story's special, your vessel so precious. From God, I could call it home. Now, I swear no love is ever wasted. It just brings more what we want. And I'd want a man whose gaze is on. Comfort from loving you. I get comfort from being loved, building up every dream with you. Yeah, you help me up. You you a man like
that. Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar
and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Daryl Travis's wife Jennifer loves Christmas lights, so each year he turns their Vancouver, Washington home into a holiday wonderland with light-up trees, candy canes, and snowflakes that flash and change colors to the beat of music.
And every year, she is always amazed about the new things that I add every year just to give it to her as a Christmas gift.
The display takes him months to plan. But it's cheap for him to operate because the couple has a 21-kilowatt solar array on their roof. Travis says for most of the year, the solar produces more energy than the couple uses. So he banks credits with the power company and then uses them to pay for the Christmas display. And he makes the display efficient by using LED lights and flashing them.
If you're blinking or flashing a light once a minute, then the rest of that minute, you're not using power and you're saving power.
Over time, his solar-powered display has become a local attraction. So although it was created for one person, it now brings joy to many more.
The fun part is standing outside, watching the people watch the display. I get to hear the oohs and ahs, and I get to see the just happiness it brings to everybody around me.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And we're back with more Jade, and we're going to talk about Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes. So how do you celebrate Christmas?
Well, I have, this year, for the first time since 2019, mm-hmm. I have, generally every year, I have a really, really big party. And it's I have a big family, so most of the people are family, but then some really dear friends as well. And it's just a wild, crazy night with, you know, turkey and lots of food. And I have a small house, and so it's really gets incredibly loud, incredibly hot in that room. And everybody just has a great time, you know, just it's a festive time. And I my mother had this tradition of covering the dining room table with tinfoil, mm-hmm. and then covering that with one of those doily type tablecloths, you know, really, really big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that you can see through it to the shiny tinfoil. And it's just really festive. And I do love it. I love Christmas. And I don't.
Yes, because I asked about Secret Santa.
Yeah,
what kind of funny presents did you get? And you said you don't really
do that.
Yeah,
because we're such a big family, mm-hmm. we got to a point where we stopped giving presents because we don't need anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes what is done is instead of buying a present for someone, we do a charity donation in their name. Or, you know, and there were years where I would buy goats and chickens and, you know, things like that in Africa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to be like, here?
No, not here. but, you know, things that would really make a difference to people.
Right, yes.
Because I got to say, I'm not a fan of giving or receiving gifts that
are
necessary.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
I have been very blessed. I have a lot in my life. I have abundance. I have a lot of love and creature comforts. And so, yeah, I don't need to give or receive gifts to, I'd rather it be about the love and the spirit and the commitment to be kind and compassionate to everyone we meet.
Wonderful. All right. And we're going to play a song by Mary Garnett Edwards, and then we'll talk about her after the song.
Mama said Santa won't come around this year. to borrow money from a friend that's dear, and things have been so tight around here. There may be no food Christmas Day, Mama fears. The night before Christmas, a storm blew in. The snow covered the doors and the windowsills. We looked and we waited for Papa to come home, but the day grew old and we sat there alone. Looks like Santa won't be coming round this year. No sleigh bells, no jingles, no carols or reindeer. Empty plates all around with hardly a sound. The wind is a howling and there's snow on the ground. In the morning we awoke to a cold and empty house. Mama sat there with her head hanging down. She said, let's sing carols and put the lights on low. We'll start the fire burning and we'll watch the embers glow. Mama said, let's pray for Papa to come home. He said he would make it and not leave us alone. He'd been working on the railroad all winter long. Now on his way home, the winds were too strong. Looks like Santa won't be coming round this year. No sleigh bells, no jingles, no carols or reindeer. Empty plates all around with hardly a sound. The wind is howling and there's snow on the ground. We heard a knock on the door and we jumped up for joy. There was Auntie and Uncle with pies and many toys. Just behind them with the turkey as big as baby Dawn. There was Papa and Grandma breaking into song. Looks like Santa really came around this year with sleigh bells and jingles and carols and reindeer. Full plates all around and joyful sounds. The wind had stopped howling, there was love all around. The wind had stopped howling, there was love all around.
Love all around, baby. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So tell me about Mary Garnett Edwards, because I think she went to your show on November 25th.
She did.
Yeah, it happened at the Rogue Folk Club. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that show that just happened.
Well, that was the official CD launch for Just Here, Just Now, Just Enough, mm-hmm. the latest CD. And actually, she very generously put me in touch with you, or you in touch with me, because
yeah.
She's so generous and big-hearted, you know.
We love you, Mary.
Yeah, she's spectacular. And I met her, her husband, Doug Edwards, who unfortunately has passed away. I've known Doug for 50 years, maybe.
Really?
I met him when I was maybe 19 or 20. And as a matter of fact, the very first studio session I ever sang on was for the Hans Stamer band. Mm-hmm. And Doug was in that band. And my sister Ann and I were down there visiting Doug. And he said, why don't you come in and do some background vocals? And I went, what? But I don't need to. He goes, no, it'll be great. Come on in. And being in the studio is one of my favorite things now, forever mm-hmm. and ever, amen. And I did a lot of studio work, jingles and voiceovers and narration and animated series and stuff like that. I love the studio. And Doug's the one who really introduced me to it. And he and Mary were married, and he was a wonderful guy. And they did an amazing album together. And this one that we just heard of Mary's was from her next album after Doug had passed away.
Yes, and it was 40 years that you've been here at SFU, you mentioned. She's actually played here, folks.
That's right. Yeah. And you know what? I think the name of our band was Destiny?
Yeah.
And it was Charles Knowles mm-hmm. and Rick McPhee and myself. Charles was also known as Charlie Bill. And Rick was also known as Solomon Sky.
Oh, yes.
Back in the day, in the hippie days, when everybody kind of had another name and they were part of the High Flying Bird band, or Charlie Bill was anyway. And so we had a trio here at the pub, and we used to come on a regular basis. And
amazing. And then did you guys wear bell bottoms?
Probably.
Yeah, platform shoes. Did they have long hair?
Oh, yes.
Very, wow, yeah.
Very, yes, very.
Yes.
Yeah.
Facial hair? No, yeah, no.
Yeah, actually. Facial hair as well.
Yeah, that was the thing, and it's coming back. It's coming back, folks. Okay, so we're going to play one of Tom Keenlyside's songs. Tell me about his quartet.
So he's an extraordinary jazz guy, but he can play anything, and... as I mentioned earlier, he has three albums that were polled in the top 100 jazz albums. And actually on my CD, just because mm-hmm. I want to plug my CD too.
Of course.
I asked him if he would play an improv on one of Paul Horn's wood flutes.
Okay.
Paul Horn was my brother-in-law. He was married to Anne. And when he passed away, a number of his flutes were given to Tom.
Uh-huh.
And... I just felt I wanted Paul to be a part of the CD in some way, and mm-hmm. so Tom played on the album a little improv on one of the wood flutes. But anyway, this is from his which one are you gonna play?
This one is from the album A Night at the Espresso, and I'm just gonna pick a song here, maybe Speak Low or All of You. I don't know which one is good, but I'll just pick one here.
I suspect they're all good.
They're all good. Okay, here we go. Here's Speak Low on CJSF.
Speak low, when you speak love, our summer day withers away too soon, speak low. When you speak love, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low, love is a spark lost in the dark, too soon, I feel. Tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time feeds. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak love to me, speak low to me, and soon. speak low, when you speak low, our summer day withers away too soon, speak low, when you speak low, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon, speak low, darling, speak low, love is a spark lost in the dark, too soon, I feel. Tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here and always too soon. Time is so old and love is so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me?
And you were saying you yeah. recorded at the Pineapple Studios as well.
I did out in Langley, and fantastic place. Just love the sound. And Dave Pugh was the engineer, and Miles Foxhill was a big part of it as well. And they've got great sound, and it's just a really cozy feel in there. I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
and actually, mm-hmm. I'm going to be going back there hopefully in February. To record another CD. This
nice.
Is going to be a lullaby album
oh.
for my shiny new grandson.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes. All right. Tell me about this last song called Good News.
Well, this is written by Coco Love Alcorn, who is a wonderful, wonderful, incredible singer and songwriter. And I like it because, one, it's got a great feel to it, but the message is, you know, we're still here, like we're breathing, and while we're breathing, we can do this. And a lot of things can go wrong, but you can't break the spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's good news. It's all good news, you know? It's like even in the midst of whatever, there's always the other side, and it's going to be all right.
That's
we're all
right.
Good.
It is going to be all right. Okay, all so right. Tell everyone about your socials, where they could follow you, so
okay.
they could. So if you have shows coming up, they'll know where to go.
All right. So Facebook is what I mostly use.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the process of redoing my website, so it's not very current and it's not very good right now, but it's going to be stellar. And to buy any of my albums or my book, the best place to go is Bandcamp, bandcamp.com. And the wonderful thing about Bandcamp is that 70% or more goes to the artist, as opposed to like Spotify, where 0.003 cents per play goes to the artist. So Bandcamp, for anybody and any musician or singer you want to get their stuff, that's where to go. And that's where you can get all of my stuff.
Amazing.
All of my four CDs. And my book, and soon my lullaby album will be up there too.
Well, thank you so much, Jane.
Thank
for coming
you. Thank
on the
you
Wham
for
Bam
having
East
me.
East Van Show.
Yes.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Uh huh.
We'll catch you all next week. The next show is a hip hop show called Next Up. We'll see you then, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news, we're here. No one can deny. Good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news, we're here. No one can deny. You can break my heart, you can break my bones, but no one can break my spirit, 'cause my spirit is my home. You can take my money, you can take my time, but no one can take my spirit, 'cause my spirit is mine. Good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news, we're here. No one can deny. Good news.
the spirit.